This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Indeed, this is The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Off Knitting.
Today on the show, we'll be playing you some tunes that you might have missed over the last couple of weeks. But first up, as usual, here's our quick-fire rapid news segment that we like to call...
By the way, last Saturday night, The Weeknd played a sold-out show at SoFi Stadium in LA. During his third song, Can't Feel My Face, he abruptly walked off stage, only to come back a few moments later to apologize to the audience that he had lost his voice. He came out moments later to address the crowd, saying that his voice went out during the first song and that he felt it go, causing his heart to drop. He went on to apologize and promised to make it up to his fans with a new date. Even though it's something out of his control, this is not the first time that The Weeknd had to cancel a show where he had to postpone the opening show of his tour due to an outage of the country's leading network, causing the cashless venue to stop functioning. Fans of Adele will remember back in 2017, she was forced to cancel her final two shows of her world tour due to problems with her vocal cords and had to undergo surgery after suffering a hemorrhage. This also comes as Justin Bieber recently, just today, announced that he'll be pausing his world tour again to focus on his health. Since singing is The Weeknd's bread and butter, it will probably be safer for him to stop at the third song rather than soldiering on and risking his vocal cords even further.
Yeah, that's for The Weeknd though, but if you're a rock and roll band, Dave Grohl famously broke his leg and still continue on with the concert. So I don't know, the skeptic in me is kind of fishy about this. But anyway, by the way, Netflix hit series Stranger Things took home the Outstanding Music Supervision Emmy Award at the 2022 Creative Arts Emmy Awards. Nora Felder, who was in charge of the music for the series alongside The Guardian, Tango and Seraphim Falls, she won the Emmy for the episode Chapter 4, Dear Billy, which of course features the Kate Bush song Running Up That Hill. That song had a boom in popularity following the release of Stranger Things Season 4, making the 1980s tune a smash hit once again. It began its rise to the top of the charts and peaked at number 1 on iTunes. The song's music video, on the other hand, had received 100 million YouTube views by July. Nora picked the song because she thought its lyrics and particularly the line "A Contract with God" appropriately captured the show's storyline. In her acceptance speech, she specifically thanked Metallica and Kate Bush, whose music was featured in the series. The tune is a huge coup, of course, for Nora Felder, who had previously been nominated for her work on Stranger Things 3 times, the 4th time lucky, winning it this time. And of course, Kate Bush is famously protective of her music and rarely grants permission for its use in movies and television.
Yeah, and from Stranger Things, we move on to K-pop. By the way, fans have been parting with their hard-earned cash to spend on K-pop, but maybe it's time for fans to directly contribute and benefit from the industry. Content Technologies Investments, or CT Investments, who arrived on the scene earlier this year, launched the K-pop and Korean Entertainment ETF today on the NYSE Arca. A first of its kind from the company that bills itself as a next-generation content company that builds and invests in IPs as well as tech/finance and service-oriented businesses within the content value chain. The project's largest index holdings at present currently include shares in HYBE, Seoul's CJENM, JYP Entertainment, and Naver Corp. The K-pop industry is incredibly profitable, with HYBE or Big Hit Entertainment, who are responsible for BTS, having a market capital of $11.3 billion and earned an annual revenue of $1.06 billion in their 2021 financial report. Blackpink also recently concluded their virtual concert in PUBG, attracting more than 15.7 million people from all over the globe. And this comes before their massive tour that will see them travel the world to perform all the way till June 2023. But of course, we already knew that K-pop is such a mammoth force, right? So I'm not really surprised that there's an ETF for it, but pretty interesting news.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting indeed. And also, in the same vein, talking about K-pop and Blackpink, the girl group recently made YouTube history. Just a couple of days ago, on September the 5th, Blackpink surpassed 80 million subscribers on their official YouTube channel, making them the first ever artist to reach that milestone. The quartet logged a cumulative 26 billion views on YouTube with its videos, with its top music videos pulling a staggering 1.9 9 billion views, almost a quarter of the population of Earth. Their YouTube channel was first launched in June 29, 2016, and the K-pop girl group made YouTube history just over 6 years and 3 months. This news comes just one day after it was revealed that Blackpink's most recent pre-release single, Pink Venom, managed to land top ranks on YouTube's music and video charts for the second consecutive week. In the second week of its release, the song continued to rank in the top 50 of the UK singles charts, peaking at number 37. That was our By The Way segment. Coming up, some fresh new music for the next hour, some tunes you might have missed over the last couple of weeks.
But before that, here's something new from Arctic Monkeys. It's the lead single and opening track from the band's 7th studio album, which will be called The Car. And it's one that takes us back to their jazzy 2018 album Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. Glad to see the boys are back. Here's Arctic Monkeys with their latest track, That Better Be A Mirror Ball, only here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
That ain't like you. Yesterday's still leaking through the roof. But that's nothing new. I know I promised this is what I would. Giving it the old romantic fool seems to better suit the mood. So if you wanna walk me to the car, you ought to know I'll have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a mirror ball? You're getting cynical and that won't do. I'd throw the rose tint back on the explosion. Darling, if I were you, and how's that insatiable appetite for the moment when you look them in the eye and say, baby, it's been nice. So do you wanna walk me to the car? I'm sure to have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a oh, there
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.